on your radio, online, and on the ABC Listen app. This is ABC Newcastle.
Have you ever had a coin that wasn't meant to be spent?
What?
I've had a few of these pass through, these commemorative coins. They make them at the Royal Australian Mint, you know, not just the everyday coins that end up in your wallet and in your centre console, in your car. But they make these limited edition coins that celebrate, commemorate things that are important in Australia.
And they've just produced a set of coins that celebrate the steam age of Australia's runway, railway, I should say. A local was given the job of deciding which seven steam engines to immortalise in copper and nickel.
David Hampton is the curator of the Newcastle Museum, was formerly the curator of transport for the workshop Rail Museum in Queensland, and he spoke to ABC Newcastle's railway buff, Nat Little.
It's been a huge passion project for me. I think one of the hard things about curating Australian railway stories, particularly when you're focusing on the locomotives and the rolling stock, is that due to the very disconnected nature of Australia's railways, there's no way you could ever get a locomotive from each state into a room together as part of an exhibition. It's impossible. But the brief of this project was such that I got to pick a locomotive from each Australian state and one from the Commonwealth Railways, which ran into the Northern Territory, and put them all together in a single sort of body of work. So I loved doing that. This is sort of my fantasy football.
Because you couldn't get them onto the same track, could you?
No, you couldn't. One of the defining traits of Australia's railway history, in that the states were all separate colonies when railways first became a thing, and they all built them to different sized tracks. So it's very difficult to get locomotives representing different state railways into the same space for that reason, basically.
Because they're on different gauges, they're actually different widths as well. Does that provide a challenge when portraying them artistically and putting them on something like a coin?
Well, we worked really hard to get every locomotive that we ended up featuring as detailed as possible photographs, so that the artists who are working on the coins and the artists who are working on the packaging could produce things as accurately as we possibly could. It shows up a lot in the tracks. The tracks look very, very different.
We can't talk about all of them right now because, as they say in the music industry, they're dropping at different points.
It's a spoiler-free zone from this point. We can really only talk about the one that's just been released, which is a locomotive that was on display at my old museum, which is A10 No. 6. A10 No. 6 came to Queensland in 1865, which was the year steam locomotives and railways first ran in Queensland. And just through a miraculous sort of series of events, survived and now is one of the oldest operational steam locomotives in the Southern Hemisphere.
There's two bits of artwork. The artwork that's in a special folder that you can store your coins in if you buy them, and there's also the artwork on the coin.
Done by two different artists. The artwork on the coin is if you were standing in the middle of the tracks, and then the artwork for the actual packaging is this beautiful, colourful side view of the locomotive steaming along with one of its carriages behind it that it's actually displayed with at the workshops as well. And the coin itself, the locomotive is depicted in sort of relief, but there's also all of this sort of beautiful colouring in the background, which represents the livery and the colour scheme of the locomotive. So
being Queensland, it's maroon and yellows and artistically radiating out from the loco, which is, as you said, front on the tracks, right in the middle.
Yes.
And I noticed it's a 50 cent coin. These are all 50 cent coins?
They're all 50 cent coins, the biggest canvas you can get in the Australian coin arsenal. So, yeah, I think that allowed them to have the most detail.
What do you love about the look of number 6?
There's just something so satisfying about this locomotive that in locomotive terms is actually quite small and quite delicate. But when you stand up close to it, you go, oh, wow, that's wrought iron. And it's incredibly heavy. And I'm also very pleased with the brass work. So it has brass boiler bands running down the engine side, and the dome and the safety valves and the whistle are all brass. And one of my things that I used to do in my previous job was, when things got a bit quiet, was take a bottle of polished cream and just climb up on the side of it and make sure it was as shiny as it possibly could be. So I put a lot of work into it.
So you've caressed this locomotive.
It's A10 number 6, yes.
What was it about all of these engines that made you choose them to tell the story in this very unusual way?
I think Australian Railways is an incredibly broad, diverse story. I wanted to sort of look at what were the best stories, what were the most interesting locomotives with the most interesting backstories. I just wanted diversity of story, diversity of style, diversity of function, and diversity of colour and look. So, yeah.
These coins won't be in circulation because they're limited edition, but how many of them will there be?
Well, there's 20,000 each. So there's seven different coins, and then there's the folders to go with them. So, yeah, they're quite a limited release. And the first one of A10 number 6 was sold out a couple of hours after it went online. So they're popular items.
Are you surprised by that popularity?
In one way, yes. In another way, I think railways are still incredibly popular, and obviously coin people are just as enthusiastic about their hobby as railway people are. So you combine the two and it's a perfect storm, as far as I can tell.
Wow. What a job. You can hear the passion in David Hampton's voice, Newcastle Museum curator, speaking about the job of deciding which seven Australian steam engines made it onto the coins for a very special edition collection from the Royal Australian Mint. He was speaking to ABC Newcastle's Nat Little.